Testing has been a common theme this week. The governor pushed it again today during his briefing. State and local lawmakers are now starting to chime in on the conversation. And this week, Republican Senate leader Phil Berger announced the rollout of a study to track COVID-19 in residents across the state. But this notably has not been mentioned during any of the state briefings. So what's going on?
Well, you know, this is a legit study. They're tracking the symptoms of a group of volunteers who are in the systems at Wake Forest Baptist and Atrium Health. This is called a convenience sample, right? Meaning it's not completely randomized. But having those folks from those systems matched to an electronic medical record would help them see if and when they get diagnosed with COVID. So they're using some newish technology made by a company called Scanwell. It's from California. It's an antibody test that's only approved for research purposes right now. You put a drop of blood on like a plastic card, and it's kind of like a home pregnancy test. You get an answer a couple minutes later. That Scanwell technology is not completely ready for prime time, so they're double checking it by having the subjects also take a micro sample of their blood and then sending it to a lab to cross-check with the Scanwell test. And so part of the study is actually a validation research for the Scanwell product. And then finally, they'll have these subjects add their symptoms into a database so they can track something like, oh, subject 025 got a fever on the 15th and his Scanwell test the following month came up positive for antibodies. And the blood sample confirms that. So, hey, subject 025 had COVID and subsequently developed antibodies to the virus. So it's going to be a while before we get any real data out of this study. The political part of it, like you were saying in the question, is that it got kind of a hyped backing from Senate Leader Phil Berger's office, which called it pioneering and groundbreaking, which, you know, you're an old health reporter, Helen. You know to use those words sparingly, if at all.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, well, you know, but I mean, be that as it may, Senator Berger used $100,000 of legislative discretionary funds to kickstart the study, which will cost tens of millions of dollars. That'll come from elsewhere when it's all said and done. The other thing is that the Wake Forest people and Berger's people didn't coordinate it with the state health officials or the state's public health apparatus. So there's that, which is kind of odd. Berger said during his press conference that State Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen has been resistant to this kind of randomized study. Cohen will tell you she's been focused on testing the people who are turning up in hospitals and conserving those testing materials that are there in short supply, and also conserving the protective gear you need to wear when you test those people who are showing up at hospitals. So anyway, she said the afternoon after it was announced that she'd only learned about the study when Berger's office announced it, and she had her scientists like pretty much immediately reach out to the Wake Forest Baptist researchers like that day.
Okay, definitely a story to watch. So testing, tracing, and trends, words of the week. Going forward, what's happening on the state level?
Well, the big issue is how to get the state restarted, right? So getting people back to work, and that's a focus at the local, state, and national, you know, even international level, right? So Governor Cooper rolled out a plan that emphasizes three things, which, you know, Helen, are basic public health tools to try to surround outbreaks and insulate them from infecting a lot of other people. The idea is to really scale up testing for the disease much more aggressively, and we heard that in today's press conference. So then once you find a positive, you aggressively find and contact all the people that the person with the positive test may have come into contact with. Again, this is like epidemiology 101, right? Finally, they'll be watching trends to see how many positive tests the state is getting, how many hospitalizations we're having, and how those trends are going. Like, you really do not want to base your actions solely on the number of deaths, right? Because that's what's called a lagging indicator. By the time you're tracking a death, that person has been sick, perhaps infected others, ended up in the hospital, and then died. You want to catch that person at the first part of the cycle, even before they get exposed to the disease.
Yes, and I really appreciate the clarification of trends. So looking ahead, what coronavirus stories are you and your staff working on?
Well, I'm doing something on the mental health for healthcare workers. We've got an investigation we're going to run on Monday about the nursing homes where patients have acquired coronavirus and some patients have died. And then we're also working on a story about how rural hospitals and community health centers are doing. So we've got a lot going on.